Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Geothermal energy, a type of clean renewable energy, usually gets people thinking about a localized source from nearby volcanoes or geysers that turn turbines to generate electricity. But geothermal heat for indoor use is far more accessible and widespread, reports Lorraine Creeline at the New York Times. In the U.S., soil doesn't freeze below 3 to 6 feet and stays around 50 degrees Fahrenheit or so. Although the first ground source heat wells for indoor climate control were drilled in 1946 in Oregon, two-thirds of all U.S. geothermal pumps are now in the Midwest and South. Demand for them is increasing. In 2009, over 100,000 geothermal pumps were sold, tripling the demand from a decade ago. The electric pumps use water, sometimes with antifreeze, to transfer ground heat into indoor airspace. The system pays for itself in as little as 2 or 3 years by substantially decreasing wintertime heating and summertime air conditioning bills. Not many people know about this virtually invisible underground system. Nonetheless, a 30% federal tax credit on the installation costs has more and more people buying into it every day. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.